For the past 2 weeks, the cells of the Beaufort County Jail have been empty. It's because of electrical outages on June 6th and June 8th, the result of a newly installed laundry dryer system. Beaufort County Sheriff Alan Jordan says most of the 70 inmates that were evacuated were placed in Bertie County Correctional Institution, with the rest going to local jails in Pitt and Pamlico counties.
Smell of smoke and the appearance of smoke, it just highlighted the issues we have with safety in terms of, for example, trying to evacuate the jail in emergency conditions.
The process of moving inmates has cost taxpayers over $50,000 so far, and it could be a week or more before the inmates are transferred back to the Beaufort County Jail. This incident has caused a major disagreement to resurface between the sheriff and some of the county's commissioners over the conditions at the prison and whether a new one should be built.
It's my job to protect the public's money, not put prisoners in plush conditions.
Beaufort County Commissioner Hood Richardson is among the camp that believes conditions at the jail are safe and adequate.
The controversy behind this whole issue is the desire of some people to build a new jail at a cost of in excess of $20 million.
Others, including Sheriff Alan Jordan, argue time and use has caused the facility to fall into disrepair and become functionally outdated.
With the help of the county commissioners, who I've always tried to give credit to when credit is deserved, we've managed to put bandages on wounds and keep our heads above water, so to speak, in that facility. But it's been my contention since I've been sheriff, and even before I was sheriff, while I was the chief deputy here, that we need to be making substantive progress towards building a new facility that will serve the citizens of this county safely well into the future.
The Beaufort County Jail was built in the 1970s and houses up to 85 inmates. When asked about repairs that needed to be made to make the facility safe, Sheriff Jordan didn't offer any specifics. He did tell me the problems aren't just limited to electrical and plumbing issues.
The jail is constructed in what's called a linear fashion. That is, they're cell blocks that are isolated from view. It makes it very hard to supervise the inmates. You don't have line of sight supervision of the inmates, which enhances the risk of assault, not only on inmate to inmate, but inmate on officer.
The design of the underground jail brings up another issue. There's no room for a second expansion if needed. A lawsuit in the early 1980s ordered the first expansion because of overcrowding.
With that expansion, we lost all of our room for support functions such as meal preparation, sick call, storage, trash disposal, attorney-client visits. So we have to try to find spaces and be very imaginative and innovative in the way we use what space we have.
Sheriff Jordan says the Beaufort County Jail, which is located two blocks from the Pamlico River and the basement of the Washington Courthouse, is also susceptible to flooding. Each time there's a major rain event, he says prisoners have to be evacuated as a precautionary measure.
It's better in the long run to build an appropriate facility rather than pouring money into one that ultimately, I think at some point we're going to be forced to build a new one. And I hope the catalyst for that isn't someone being injured or killed in this facility.
Commissioner Richardson says the sheriff is using the flooding issue as an excuse.
The floor and the ground at the jail is right at the base flood elevation, which FEMA has determined. The jail has never been flooded. He wants to keep using this. He's just crying wolf.
Commissioner Richardson and Sheriff Jordan have opposing ideas over the future of the jail. Commissioner Richardson admits the jail could use some updates, but believes it's safe for the staff and inmates. Last month, he said state inspectors did their biannual sweep of the facility and found no major problems.
We comply with their request and defects that they find that need correcting each time they come by. Like the last time, there were showers that had not been repaired in several weeks and had hot water running and couldn't turn the water off. The commissioners were not aware of this. We rely on the sheriff to do this. And what we've found is that the sheriff is dragging his feet in keeping the jail in condition for prisoners under the idea that if it gets bad enough, he'll get a new jail.
Richardson says the problem is not making repairs to the facility. He says the problem is in supervising the sheriff.
I have the distinction as a county commissioner of having been thrown out of the jail twice in 2 days because I was trying to see what the defects were in the jail. The sheriff doesn't want the public to know how good a condition the jail is in.
Sheriff Jordan maintains that the facility has problems that state inspectors weren't able to find.
Yeah, they're not chasing down electrical problems. They're not opening access panels and crawling in to looking at plumbing that's buried deep in the bowels of the jail. They're not doing those type of things. They're walking around and looking at safety issues that are easily seen.
As for the inmates' date of return, Beaufort County Sheriff Alan Jordan hopes the jail can be repopulated sooner rather than later.
The great additional burden on my staff in terms of transportation logistics is also a great burden on the taxpayers of the county in terms of cost.
A court order issued by Superior Court Judge Waylon Sermons on June 13th states that the prisoners can return to the facility when it's brought back to a reasonably safe condition on a temporary basis, given the age and overall condition of the facility to be determined by the courts. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.